بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم أما بعد وعن سلمة بن قيصر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صام يوما ابتغاء وجه الله بعده الله من جهنم كبعد غرام طاب وهو فرخ حتى مات هرما. We are speaking about the rewards for Nafil fast, and from here we can also understand how much more great the rewards will be for the fard fast of Ramadan. This is an amazing hadith. Salama ibn Qaysa radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever fasts a nafil fast for one day for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will distance him from the fire of Jahannam, the distance it would take a crow to fly, if hypothetically it could fly immediately when it is hatched, when it is still a chick, until it dies in its old age. If one does some calculations, then the average lifespan, for example, of an American crow is about 7 to 8 years, and its flight speed is 48 kilometers per hour. And you get an astronomical figure of almost 3 million kilometers in that lifespan if it had to fly. So what a great distance a person will be distanced from the fire of Jahannam for one nafil fast. Can we imagine what a great reward a person will achieve and acquire if he has to fast in the month of Ramadan? Look at the next hadith, also a very amazing reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي ملء الأرض ذهبا لم يستوفي ثوابه دون يوم الحساب. If a man has to fast one nafil fast, and then he's given the entire earth filled with gold. Today the price of gold is 80,000 spot price for 1 ounce of gold. Fits in your palm like a 5 rand coin. Imagine a bag of that now, a whole 1 million rand a person can carry in a small bag just in gold. Now if you fill this masjid with gold, how many trillions it might be? Now imagine the whole world filled with gold. If he's given the whole world filled with gold, it will not be able to fulfill the reward on the day of Qiyamah for his fast. How much of reward this person will get for the Nafil fast? Can we imagine what he will get for the Fard fast of Ramadan? That is why the hadith says, if a person misses one Fard fast of Ramadan, he can fast his whole life, he will never be able to cover up for that fast that he had missed. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زَكَاتٌ. For everything there is a purifier, wa zakatul jasad, as-sawm. And the cleanser of the body, the cleanse of the body is fasting. وَالصِّيَامُ نِصْفُ sabr. And what is fasting? Half of it is patience. A person has to be patient. Don't eat, don't drink, don't engage in any sensual pleasure with one's wife during the fast. And it's also sabr. Now a person must be very careful about his tongue, very careful about his time. And so spiritually also a person has to be very watchful over himself. So nisfu sabr, a lot of sabr. Even the hadith says, when a person is being interfered with, someone is irritating him, troubling him, so he must say, inni sa'im, I am fasting. I'm not going to engage in any debate with you, in any quarrel with you. I'm not going to fight you. I am fasting. So you leave out all quarrels, all fights also. Therefore we understand the great rewards for nafil fast from these ahadith, as well as the great rewards for, we can understand the fard fast, what rewards a person will get. Last hadith, man sama yawman fi sabilillah ja'ala Allah baynahu wa bayn an-nari khandaqan kama bayn as-sama'i wal-ard. Person that fasts in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will place between him and the fire a trench. And that trench will be so wide, the distance between the sky and the earth. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding, the tawfiq, the ability to appreciate the month of Ramadan that is coming. Allah give us all good health and the ability to see the month of Ramadan and to take maximum benefit.